This is IGN.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Todd Howard keeps saying no to Elder Scrolls movie and TV adaptations. It's Friday, April 12th, and this is IGN News. As video game adaptations continue to ramp up in recent years, Bethesda Game Studios is finally getting its first with Fallout, Prime Video's high-profile TV series that debuted this week. And unsurprisingly, it's not something that Bethesda boss Todd Howard took lightly. "This is something that I said no to for like a decade," Howard says. "Everyone wanted to make a Fallout TV show or movie, and I was like, nah, I wasn't really feeling it." IGN got the chance to catch up with Howard on the red carpet of Fallout's premiere in Los Angeles earlier this week. We only had a few minutes with Howard, who also served as an executive producer on the TV show, but that was still enough to pick his brain a bit about what convinced him to finally adapt Fallout and the chance of other Bethesda properties getting similar treatment. For Fallout, it was all about finding the right creative partners. "I met Jonah, or Jonathan Nolan, and I love his work. The Dark Knight, Interstellar, Person of Interest, and then Westworld. And he and I kind of hit it off," Howard told IGN's Benjamin Watts on the carpet. "And it felt like, hey, do you want to do this? I'd like to approach it like it's another entry in the games. Like, let's do a new location, new story, and let him and his crazy lunatic people he works with kind of do what they do. And we're really happy with how it turned out." And while fans are just starting to dive into the small-screen version of The Wasteland, as envisioned by show creators Nolan and Lisa Joy, critics have already awarded it with glowing reviews. IGN, for one, gave it a 9 out of 10, calling it among the best video game adaptations ever made, and there's already been reason to believe Season 2 is in the works. So, with those encouraging signs, does Howard think other Bethesda properties will be getting the adaptation treatment? "I don't know. There's nothing in the works," he says. The Fallout TV series is largely telling an original story, but of course, it's set fully in the world and lore of the games. That approach, Howard says, gave them the chance to explore that world in some fun ways. When asked what absolutely needed to get into the TV show, Howard says, "Number one, we need a moment where someone leaves a vault. We can kind of view it through their eyes. We try to do that in the games, obviously, and kind of earn that moment of like, what is it like for them to leave the safety? But after that, it was about expanding the world that we already know from the games. Fallout is now streaming on Prime Video. For more, check out our exclusive digital cover, featuring interviews with Nolan, Ella Purnell, Walton Goggins, and more. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest game and console updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun: Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.